Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We do give God thanks and praise for you on tonight. We thank you. Thank you for taking the opportunity to come and be a part of the Prayer News Network Global. Listen, while you are coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come in. Just go down that phone list and invite on tonight. Invite a couple of people to come on in. We do pray that your Thanksgiving holiday was most enjoyable with your family. We just thank God that he has brought us here again. Amen. Such a wonderful time of Thanksgiving, just Thanksgiving and gratefulness in the air. So we give God thanks. And again, we give God praise for you. I know a lot of you are probably just as myself winding down from a very, very long holiday. Again, most enjoyable. Truly the Lord is good to us and we're grateful. We're grateful for all that he's doing, all that he has done. We are indeed grateful on tonight. And tonight, people of God, we're not going to delay the time. We're not going to delay the time at all. Amen, Jesus. But we want to go ahead and jump right into our programming on tonight. I know this is a bit different. Amen. But we just give God thanks and praise that we're able to, as they say, make it happen. Make it work and make it happen. Amen. So tonight, people of God, we're going to go ahead and get our speaker on our platform on tonight. Glory to God, and that she would just go forth in the way that the Lord has given her. And this is unusual, but we just give God thanks and praise. We're just going to go with the flow. Amen. We're led by the Spirit of the Lord. So tonight, people of God, we are going to Banks, Alabama, by way of Jerusalem Temple EPC on tonight. People of God, we want you to receive the woman of God, our speaker tonight. She is no stranger to the line, but we thank God tonight for her longstanding commitment to be a part of the Prayer News Network on Sunday night as well as Monday night. Amen. It's a voice that we've quite, amen, gotten acquainted to, and we thank God for. So tonight we're going to release the platform to our speaker tonight, none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncan. God bless you, woman of God.
Blessing every one of you tonight, my Father's children. I give God thanks and I give God praise tonight once again for this opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus, to bring a word to his people. I bless him tonight for everyone, our leaders tonight, Evangelist Bradley, and every one of you tonight. God is faithful, God is worthy to be praised, and there is none like him. And like she said, this is a time of thanksgiving. We have so much to be thankful for. Bless his name. We have so much, hallelujah, to give God glory for. Hallelujah. We shouldn't take it lightly. Hallelujah. And take it slightly that we are still here. Glory be to God. We are still in the land of living. And that's a good thing to be thankful for. And so I bless him tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, like she said, it is different tonight. Hallelujah. And we're going to go straight into what God is saying. Bless his name. And this word that I'm bringing tonight is a word that God had spoken to me in my time of prayer on January the 13th, 2022, at the beginning of this year. And it is about the kingdom and the will of God that is manifesting or that is being done. It was a prophetic word that God spoke into my spirit, but usually when God speaks like that, I go into the scriptures to back up what God is saying or to confirm what he's saying to me. And as I was going over this today, I felt when the presence of the Lord literally came in the room and touched me, and I began to give God thanks, and I began to give God praise. But let us go into the word. And it says, Paul, an apostle, Ephesians chapter 1 from 1 to 13, it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God to the saints which are at Ephesus. Sorry, before I start, let me pray. Father, we give you thanks and praise tonight for your word. We thank you, O God, for every one of us that are gathered here in your name. We declare tonight, O God, that your word, God, would go forth with clarity and authority and power. Father God, that you would touch the ears of the listener, that you would, God, touch each and every one of us, that we would be edified and that you would be glorified. Bind the works of the enemy and bring it to naught. Bind the prince of the powers of the air and every, God, assignment that is on protocol tonight, break it tonight in the name of Jesus, that your word would have free course to go forth, God, that we would be the hallelujah tonight delivered by your word. We want to praise you tonight and give you glory, God, for this line. God, we sanctify this line tonight. We glorify you tonight, oh God, that you, God, hallelujah, Jesus, would open up the ears and of the hearers tonight. Oh, God, everything that is not assigned to this line, move it tonight. Everything that comes to disrupt the line tonight, move it tonight. And we praise you and we give you glory now, God, as we listen to what the Spirit is saying unto us, the church. Hallelujah, God, in this last hour. Now, God, be glorified and be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And verse 2 says of Ephesians chapter 1, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Verse 4, according as he has, glory be to God, chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glory, hallelujah, of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he had abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Having, verse 9 said, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had proposed in himself. 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ. Hallelujah. Both which are in heaven and which are on the earth, even in him. Verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. 13, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Bless his name. Hallelujah. And so the key words tonight that we're going to look at, and the key words that I want you to keep in your mind are these: predestination, will, elect, chosen, sealed, and purpose. And I will give you the definition of these words before I go into the message. Predestination means to be predetermined, decide beforehand. In the New Testament of God's decreeing from eternity, to foreordain or appointed beforehand. More definitions of predestination is to limit in advance, determine before, or ordain. Predestined means to mark out or determine beforehand. In scriptures, this idea is more inclusive than election. The letter, which is the election, is always limited to those specifically chosen by God.
But predestination includes the salvation of the elect and also all other acts and events in the universe, both good and evil. And an example of that is found in the book of Acts, chapter 4, 27 to 28, which says, For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever they had, and thy counsel determined before to be done. And so what God is saying, he has already determined and predestinated that Jesus would go through what he has been through. Hallelujah. And what Pilate and Herod did to him and the Gentiles, it was already determined by God that this would happen. Within the total predestinated plan of God, it is necessary, listen to God tonight, to distinguish between two classes of decreed events. What are these two classes? Number one, events divinely caused, such as the salvation of the elect. And number two, events divinely permitted. And so we're going to look at what God is allowing to happen and what he's permitting to happen, that this thing is divinely ordained by God to happen. Hallelujah. To say that God predestinated evil acts, because people may think God had predestinated evil acts, but it says to say that God predestinated evil acts of men does not mean that God causes these acts to happen. For this would make God the author of evil, which he is not. Rather, it means, hallelujah, glory be to God, that God, for knowing how men will act on the various circumstances, determined beforehand to permit them so to act that way, thus making the act certain to come to pass as part of his total plan, yet leaving all men fully responsible for what they do. And so what God is saying tonight, even though this happened, but evil was not predestinated by him. We know who's the instigator of evil. But he's saying tonight that it's according to what you choose. We are responsible for what we choose to do. Luke chapter 22 and 22 says, and truly the Son of Man goeth as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he hath been betrayed. And so we know that it's Judas who was predestinated or predetermined to betray Jesus. So God had that in mind, and God had that planned also. Acts 2 and 23 says, him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. And so God is showing you that even what happened at the cross, even what happened at the crucifixion and what he went through has already been determined by God. It is a foreknowledge. Something means that it happened already and God just brought it into manifestation. But the biblical truth of predestination rises difficult intellectual problems. But these cannot be escaped by rejecting predestination and affirming knowledge. For if God foreknows all events, then they are just as certain as if they were predestined. So if God knows everything, then that means that everything that he knows, he has already had a plan, he has already determined it, and there is nothing that we can do to change it. Now the next word that I'm going to look at is elect. Elect means to pick out, to be chosen by God, to obtain salvation through Christ. Christians are called chosen or elect of God. The Messiah is called elect as appointed by God to the most exalted office conceivable, and that was Jesus. He was called to the most highest office by God. The next word is choice, to select. And when you look at election, it talks about cooperate as of the nation of Israel or as the church. And Isaiah 45 and 4 says, for Jacob my servant's sake and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. And so God is saying tonight that he already chose Jacob. He had already chose Israel, even though they didn't know him. And some of them today still do not know him. But he said, Israel is mine elect. So he has already elected them. And so God is saying tonight there is an election. He's already elected a lot of people to be a part of his kingdom. Now that's Israel. We're looking at the church in 1 Peter 1 and 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit, bless his name, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. And so God is saying to the church, hallelujah, that we are elected according to his foreknowledge also. And through sanctification, he has sanctified the church already. Those who we have chosen has already been sanctified according to his Spirit and according to their obedience. And he said, according to the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. And so they have already been chosen already. Bless his name. Number two. The election is according to the foreknowledge of God and holy by grace apart from human race. So what God is saying, Romans 9:11 says, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. And so those who have been elected by grace, is not what you do. It's not what all the things that you go about doing. He said it is according to his grace that you are being elected. Romans chapter 11, 5 to 7 says, even so then, this present time also there is a remnant. And so the election and the chosen one that are handpicked is a remnant according to the election of grace. Verse 6, and if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. Verse 7, what then? A question. Israel had not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election have obtained it, and the rest were blinded. And so what God is saying, Israel was elected to be ordained or to walk in disgrace, but they rejected Jesus. And so God turned to the Gentiles, us in this other part of the world, and had mercy upon us and engrafted us in by his grace. Number two, election proceeds from the divine volition. And John chapter 15 and 16 said, ye have not chosen me, glory to God tonight, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye have asked of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. And so God is saying the election, hallelujah, have been chosen and ordained to go forth and bring forth fruit. Number one, the sovereign act of God in Greece whereby certain persons are chosen from among mankind for himself. John 15 and 19 tells us that if ye were of the world would have loved his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. And so God is trying to open our eyes to see that when you are chosen and when you are predestinated, you are going to be hated by the world. You will never be able to blend into the system of the world. Number two, the sovereign act of God whereby certain elect persons are chosen for distinctive service for his purpose alone. In Luke chapter 6 and 13, it says, when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. And so Jesus is showing you the order of when God is handpicking some persons, he specifically do it as he will. Jesus chose 12 specific men that was already predestinated and ordained by God to follow him and to carry on his work after Jesus leave this earth. Bless his name. Acts chapter 9 and 15 says, but the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. And this was talking about Saul before he became Paul. And so we got to understand that even, hallelujah, even before you were created, before you were born, you may be messing up now. You may not be doing what God expects you to do. You may be on drugs, alcohol. You may be a prostitute. You may be in gang, in violence. You may be an atheist. You may be a Satanist or a cultist. But if, oh, glory to God tonight. But if God has chosen you, because if you read the life of Paul, he was a murderer of Christians. Hallelujah. He used to do some devilish things, but God had, oh, glory to God, Paul already predestinated, hallelujah, to be a part of his kingdom. Glory be to God. The next word that we're going to look at is chosen. It means to select, make a choice, to pick out, choose, to pick or choose out for oneself, choosing one out of many. Example, Jesus choosing his 12 disciples, choosing one for an office, of God choosing whom he judged fit to receive his favor and separated from the rest of mankind, listen to God tonight, and to be peculiarly his own, to be attended continually by his gracious oversight. That is the meaning of chosen. And for example, you can look at the Israelites. They were specifically chosen, handpicked by God and separated from every other nation, and they had the favor of God, but they rejected Jesus. But God say, a host of Israel shall be saved in this last hour. And you're talking about of God the Father choosing Christians. He chose Christians and those whom he set apart from irreligious multitude as dear unto him, and whom he has rendered through faith in Christ, citizens in the Messianic kingdom. In James chapter 2 and 5, so that the ground of the choice of lies in Christ and his merit only. And so God is the only one through Christ, through the anointing, that has already chosen those who we have predestinated for his kingdom. And James chapter 2 and 5 said, hearken, my beloved brethren, had not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he had promised to them that love him? And so God, when you see a lot of poor people turning to God, God said, I have chosen them. You don't find rich people really serving God or needing God. So he said, I chose the poor of this world rich. What are they rich in? Rich in their faith, rich in trusting God, rich in waiting and believing in God. He said, I've called them to be heirs of my kingdom, which he had promised to them that love him. And so those who love him and he said, there's a promise to you that I'm going to make you an heir to my kingdom. The next word we're going to look at is this will. Will means what one wishes or has determined shall be done, of the purpose of God to bless mankind through Christ, of what God wishes to be done by us, his command and his precepts, his will, his choice, inclination and desires and pleasure. That's a definition of will. Bless his name. Will also means, bless his name, hallelujah, to be determined and to make choices. That's the will of God. Because I'm getting into this, but I have to give you the definition, because all of this is in this one scripture. When you look at purpose, purpose means a setting forth of a thing, placing it in view. The shewbread, if you know the tabernacle in the Old Testament, the 12 loaves of wheaten bread corresponding to the number of the tribes of Israel, which loaves were offered to God every Sabbath and separated into two rows, lay 7 days upon the table placed in the sanctuary or front portion of the tabernacle and afterwards of the temple. And so And he's saying this to show you what his purpose is, something that is already set forth. God said, it's got to happen. It's going to come to pass. The next definition is sealed. We're talking about God sealing us. It says to set a seal upon or mark with a seal, to seal for security from Satan. Since things sealed up are concealed as the contents of a letter, to hide, it means to hide, to keep in silence, to keep secret in order to mark a person or a thing. Bless his name. To set a mark upon by the impress of a seal or a stamp. Angels are said to be sealed by God in order to prove, as the next definition, confirm or to attest a thing. To confirm or authenticate, place beyond doubt of a written document. To prove one's testimony to a person that he is what he professes to be. Bless his name. Now that we have a clearer understanding of what it means to be predestinated for the kingdom of God, I will give to you what God has spoken unto me. While I was in, hallelujah, tonight, while I was in prayer, as I began to pray the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father prayer, bless his name, God began to download into my spirit concerning his kingdom, hallelujah, and his will being done. He said many have been keeping themselves stagnated and stuck in the same position year, hallelujah, year after year because of our mindset and attitude toward his will and the things of the kingdom. Glory be to God tonight. He said many have submitted or are submitting or not submitted or not submitting to his will. Neither are they focused on building his kingdom the way he desires. Because many of us may think that we are building a kingdom and doing what God has called us to do, but is it according to his desire? God spoke to me and he said it's about him and his will being done and manifested in the earth through us. He needs an available vessel, glory to God. He is looking, glory to Bashandor of a hosta. He is looking for available vessel to manifest his will. Then he took me to the scriptures, hallelujah, and it brought me to the word predestination as I have explained to you just now. Because when God spoke to me about it, I have to look it up. I have to study it. I have to come to understand, God, what are you saying about predestination? Help us to understand what God is saying.
The recording has started.
All of the words that we hear earlier in the message. Bless his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. All of the words that we are hearing here in the message, God is saying that this is what his desire is. Bless his name. This is what he wants from us. Many that are in the body of Christ, functioning in a lot of different areas, singing and preaching, prophesying, shouting, speaking in tongues, teaching, praise and worship, musicians, have names. They have names like apostles and prophets and prophetess and evangelists and teachers, pastors, bishops, and are not chosen by him. Glory be to God. Have not been ordained, which means to be appointed by him. Many have not been predestinated by him. We need to understand that many are wolves in sheep's clothing that parade themselves as angels of light. Many are just performers, hallelujah, in the body of Christ, glory be to God, doing it for form and fashion, for monies and wealth, glory be to God, and for gain, but not for his glory. He said that no flesh will ever take his glory. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 29, he said that no flesh will glory in his presence. Bless his name. He said many in the churches have been standing in the way of sinners and sitting in the seat of the scornful. Bless his name tonight. They've been stagnating the progress of the church, living life without conviction and no fear for him, not concerned about who is watching their lifestyle, sneaking around as if God is deaf or blinded. Bless his name. And he brought me to the scripture in Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, bless his name tonight, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law, God's law, doeth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf, glory be to God tonight, shall his leaf shall not wither, but whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. He said, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff that the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Verse 6 said, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. What is God saying? God said the ungodly are not just those in the world. Hallelujah. There is a lot of ungodly people in the house, in the body of Christ, in the church, pretending, have on a mask, but he is now exposing and stripping and making them naked and bare before the whole world. Glory be to God. If you look on the media, you'll see a lot of people being exposed because God is lifting the covers, bless his name, in this last hour. God said to me in this last hour, he is imposing, hallelujah, his will upon the remnant. Glory be to God. Those that have been chosen and predestinated for the kingdom, and we got to realize, people of God, you may be in the church, in the pew, hallelujah, but not everyone, hallelujah, is in the kingdom, and not everyone in the church has been chosen or predestinated for the kingdom or to be a part of the body of Christ. We need to be aware that the agents of Satan is in the churches worldwide. The Bible says not everyone that says Lord will enter, and you will find that in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21, glory be to God, to 27, it says, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But hallelujah tonight, but hallelujah, Jesus, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Hallelujah. And then I will profess unto them, hallelujah, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, verse 24, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which buildeth his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. And so God is saying, those that do his will, their faith is founded upon a rock. They are established upon the rock. And who is this rock? We're talking about Jesus, the word of God, which is the rock. And he says, so all of those who do my will, this is their faith. They are safe and they are secure. And everyone, verse 26, it says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, glory be to God tonight, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Glory be to God. And so all of those who have infiltrated the body of Christ, who are agents of Satan, these are the ones that are foolish, that are built upon the sand. And God said the floods are coming, and he said they're going to be descended down. They're going to fall, and he said great will be the fall. And so many are getting ready to fall who God have not ordained, predestinated, my God, and called and chosen to do his will. Many, bless his name, say they know him, but don't have a relationship or connection with him. Don't spend quality time with him. No intimacy with him. Hallelujah. Too busy with their own lifestyles. Glory be to God. Some believe once saved, they are always saved. These are those that take advantage of the grace and the mercy of God because God had not dealt with them the way they deserve. God has given many people a chance in the body of Christ to repent, glory to God, tonight, so that when they stand before him, we have no excuses. Bless his name. Ephesians chapter 1 and 13 and 1 says in verse 1, I will explain to you now what these verses are telling us. Verse 1 says, Paul, the apostle of Jesus Christ, was given a message. God gave Paul a message to address the saints. We're not talking about the sinners. He was addressing the saints which were at Ephesus and to those who are faithful in Christ Jesus, faithful to the anointed word that God has spoken. And so God said, I'm talking to my chosen ones. I'm talking to the saints of God tonight. I'm talking to those who are faithful tonight. Bless his name, and walking in obedience to what I'm saying and to my word. He said, those that are faithful to what God is speaking or telling us to do in this last hour. Now, when we think about a saint, what is a saint? Glory to God. A saint in the New Testament is not a sinless person, but a saved sinner. Glory be to God tonight. It is through faith. F-A-I-T, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that a sinner becomes a saint. The word saint is a New Testament. In the New Testament, always refer to a sanctified person. So when you see a saint, it's not everybody is a saint in the church. You have to be sanctified, which means to be set apart by God himself. Bless the name of the living God. You're set apart by God. Hallelujah, Jesus. One that God has chosen for his profession and his service. The aspect of Christian sanctification is personal, based upon the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. In this sense, all believers are saints regardless of their progress in experience and good. So even though you might not be up to power that people think you should be, you might not be doing everything you should be, but God is still saying, once you have been sanctified, I see you as my saint. I see you as my chosen, and that is by divine call. So it's by divine call that we are saints in this hour. But Paul the Apostle, if you look at him, he was called by divine appointment by God, even though he was doing a lot of foolishness, even though he was not yet delivered. Many that we look at might not be delivered yet, but they have a divine appointment, a divine call upon their lives. That's why we should always pray for men everywhere, according to the word of God, in 1 Timothy 2:8, he said, I will, therefore, that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. So everywhere men, God is looking for prayer. God is looking for us to stand in the gap, because there may be someone out there that needs deliverance. God is telling us in verse 3, hallelujah, that the saints and those who are faithful, they are already spiritually blessed in heavenly places, not natural blessings. Glory be to God. If you look at it, he say, we are already blessed, those who have been chosen, with spiritual blessings in heavenly places. In the Greek translation, heavenly places literally means heavenly things. In both places, the word signifies that which is heavenly but not earthly. Glory be to God. The heavenly places may be defined as the sphere of the Christian spiritual experience as identified with Christ in nature, in relationship, in service, inheritance, and suffering, and the future glory in the kingdom. The Christian is a heavenly person and a stranger and pilgrim on earth. Hallelujah. And so God is saying tonight, you are saints. This is how he is looking at us. Glory be to God. We are not a part of this earth. We are from heaven. We are strangers. And so what God is saying is time to get out of the system of the world. Let it go. Let the ways of the world go. The thinking of the world go. The dressing of the world go. Let it go. Because we are not a part of this world. We are strangers. In verse 4 of Ephesians chapter 1, he is saying he had already made his choice from the foundation of the world who will be holy and who will be blameless before him and the one that is loved by him. He has already chosen. Listen, people of God, make sure that you are chosen. We have to make sure that we are walking upright. We have to make sure that we are walking sanctified. Verse 5 said, he is saying, not only have I predestinated you, blessed is Nehemiah, but I have adopted you as my own children. Glory be to God. By the anointed word of Christ, Jesus Christ, to myself, according to the good pleasure of my will. God said he has adopted us. And what does adoption mean? When you look at adoption, it means placing as the son. S-O-N is not so much as a word or relationship as of position. In the regeneration, meaning to be born again, a Christian receives the nature of the child of God. An adoption, he receives the position of a son of God. Every Christian obtains the place of a child and the right to be called a son the moment you believe. The indwelling spirit gives the realization of this in the Christian present experience, but the full manifestation of the hallelujah tonight of the sonship await the resurrection, the change and the translation of the saints, which is called the redemption of the body. And so, even though he said, I adopted you now and call you sons, he said, but the real change of sonship will take place in the resurrection when I come to take you out of this earth, when I change your mortal body, when I change you from corrupt to incorruption. He said, that's when you really will become my sons for real and my children for real. Bless his name. But for right now, I have adopted you. And if you look at adoption, it's not your biological child. Glory be to God. But you adopted that child. And it becomes a part of the family. And so that's what God is saying tonight. In verse 6, God is telling us that this predestination and adoption of being his child according to his will is for his praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. This don't have nothing to do with us. He said this is for his praise. It is to the glory of God. It is by his grace wherein he had made us accepted. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's by the grace and the glory of God we are accepted. Glory be to God. We can't think high-minded. We can't think that we're better than anybody else. It is only by the grace of God, hallelujah, that we are accepted in Jesus Christ. It was him who accepted us because of his love. We never did deserve the grace of God or his love because we were born in sin and shaped, glory be to God, and shaped in iniquity. It is hallelujah tonight. It is only, oh, glory to God. It is only because of his grace that we have received pardon and eternal life tonight, people of God, in the name of Jesus, through Jesus Christ. And he is talking about his anointed word. Jesus is the anointed word. So God is saying it's by the anointed word, hallelujah, that you read and you study that, oh God, I have engrafted you in. I have saved you. There's no other way to be saved but by reading and understanding the word of God and accepting what God says in his word. That is the way to salvation, knowing what God is saying through his word. This verse 7 of Ephesians chapter 1, God is telling us that it's only because of the shedding of his blood, hallelujah, tonight, that our sins are forgiven, hallelujah, Jesus. Only the blood of Jesus have many of us alive today. We have to understand only the blood of Jesus have us, my God, shielded and protected in this last hour. If it was not for the blood, where would we be tonight? Glory be to God. If you look around at all the things, glory be to God, that are happening in this world today, we glory to Boshanda the Bohosa. We must say it is the blood of Jesus. It is by the blood he's bought us through. It is by the blood we are delivered. It is by the blood we are set free and saved, hallelujah, from this dangerous world, glory be to God, from dangerous sin and unseen. We have to admit that it was the blood of Jesus that made a difference in our lives. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, mighty God tonight. And he did this according to the riches of his grace. He said it was according to his favor. Hallelujah, Jesus. It was his favor he extended to us before we were created in his mother's womb. This is what you call predestination. This is what you call chosen and elected by God. Glory be to God tonight. In verse 9, he's telling us that he has already made known unto us the mystery of his will. Hallelujah, tonight. What is the mystery of his will? Do you know the mystery of his will tonight? Well, the mystery of his will is the redemption and salvation of mankind. He said that it is his desire that none should perish, O God, but that all should come to repentance, that all should be saved. And you'll find that in 2 Peter chapter 3 and 9, it says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Glory be to God. Have you repented tonight? Are you saved tonight? Do you know where your end's going to be? John chapter 3, 16 and 17 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah, on tonight. God, in verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 1, God said that this is the time that he's bringing his elect, his chosen ones, those who have been predestinated, chosen and elected from the beginning of creation, bless his name, hallelujah, from every nation, glory be to God, from every kindred, no matter what language you speak, glory to be, go shata, glory to God, he's making us one in Christ Jesus. Verse 10 talk about coming together, making us one in Christ Jesus. He said in the dispensation of the fullness of time, this will happen, which means there is a specific anointing that God is pouring out to all nations to identify those that are being predestinated and chosen for the kingdom of heaven, that will obey him, glory be to God, and walk according to his will, not our will, not what we feel like doing. He is saying tonight, hallelujah, everything in heaven and in earth is going to, he is going to bring, is going to bring to his chosen ones. It's going to come together. Everything in heaven is coming together. Everything in earth is coming together. All his chosen ones are coming together, which means God is looking for unity. We talk about unity. He's looking for unity. He's looking for us to have the same mind, and that is the mind of Jesus Christ. He said he's bringing everything together in him. God was in the beginning, and he's still God in the end, so everything that has come together is in him. Bless his name. Hallelujah, God. And when you look at the word dispensation, dispensation means the management of a household, of affairs, oversight, administration of properties, office of a manager, an overseer, a stewardship. That's the meaning of dispensation, bless his name. And what does it mean to be a steward? What does stewardship mean in the Bible? The definition of stewardship in the Bible is to lend itself to an idea of overseer or a manager or someone else's matter. What does it mean? What does the Bible say about stewardship? According to the scriptures, God created earth for mankind, and we are now stewards of his creation. This means it is our responsibility to look after and take care of this world. We should accept the responsibility and appreciate God's gift. God has given us a responsibility to win souls. God has given us the responsibility to change lives. Are we stewards of what God has given us? What, hallelujah, tonight is the spiritual, what is a spiritual steward? A spiritual steward is quite simple. It is recognizing that everything we have and everything we are is a gift from God. Hallelujah. And being grateful and generous with those gifts. God reveals his perfect and infinite love for us most visibly in his Son, Jesus Christ. A steward makes God's love visible by imitating Jesus. And so when you are a steward, you operate in the love of God. Nothing is too good for your brothers and sisters. Nothing is too good to give to anybody. And that's what the love of God is. He gave his Son, Jesus. He gave us the best. Revelation chapter 24, it talks, said, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. And so when you look at this, people that are dying, people that stand up for the word of God, people that are doing what God says, and these martyrs and people that are dying, God sees them as his stewards. Hallelujah, that they manage what that he gave to them, and they now are on thrones of God, and they're in the kingdom of God interceding. Glory be to God. Let's examine ourselves to see if we are good stewards over the things of God. Bless his name. And I began to examine myself, and I began to look into my life, people of God, and see where I've fallen short of being a good steward. To see what I can make up, hallelujah, to see what I need to do, glory be to God, so that I would be pleasing unto God. Verses 11 through 12, God said that only those who are being sealed and predestinated according to his purpose, his will, which is the true and proper foundation of man's salvation. God said that many in the church who are saying, Lord, many who are saying once saved, always saved, have not been predestinated or chosen to be a part of his kingdom. Glory be to God. It has to be according to his will that we are saved tonight. He is saying in his word, there is a proper foundation for man's salvation. Hallelujah tonight. And that is through predestination. It is through his purpose. It is according to his will, his choice, his election. In verse 11, he's saying, hallelujah tonight, in whom also we have obtained inheritance. So our inheritance, which is salvation, our inheritance tonight, people of God, is salvation, is being predestinated according to the purpose of God himself. Who is in God, and who is God talking about? He is talking about Jesus Christ, the anointed word of God. Hallelujah. That is what he said. Your inheritance of salvation rests and abides in the anointed word of God, in obeying the word of God, in transforming according to the word of God, in living according to the word of God. There is no way, other way to live. Those who are the chosen ones and predestinated, you will see them doing their very best to obey God, to live up to the standard of holiness, to live a sanctification life. According to this, his anointed word, Jesus Christ, who worked all things, glory be to God, that's the way they will live, according to what Jesus said, according to the word of what God is saying in his word. Hallelujah. And so God said he's doing everything after the counsel of his own will and not the will of man. It is no longer about us and how we feel or what we think. It is glory to God tonight. It is his will. His will has been and is being fought by many of those who call themselves his people. The will of God is being fought by those who are agents of Satan, those who are compromising and sugarcoating. You will find that they will fight against the will of God. They will fight against the word of God. Bless his name. Many that look like they are a part of the church will be disappointed when we stand before God to give an account on the day of judgment. Bless his name. Matthew chapter 7, 23 to 29, it says, and when I will profess unto them, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth, hallelujah, these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And so God's saying, hallelujah, to be, for us to make it in the kingdom, we've got to do what he tells us to do. We've got to be, our faith have to be solid. Our faith have to be founded. Glory be to God. This is the hour he's removing stubbornness and disobedience. That's what God has told me when he speak this word. He said, this is the hour he's removing stubbornness and disobedience, rebellion, and those who have their own agenda from the churches because they have not been chosen and predestinated by him for his kingdom. This is a dispensation of his kingdom being, hallelujah, established. Hallelujah, tonight he is pulling and drawing his chosen ones closer together. This is a time he is pushing them forward at a fast rate of speed and releasing the anointing, glory be to God, and his presence, his power, his glory, and his authority upon them. Glory be to God. He is opening our spiritual eyes to see and our spiritual ears to hear. He is increasing their discernment. God spoke to me. He said he is taking them into another level of his glory. Hallelujah. He said he is drawing them closer through fasting and prayer and intercession. Hallelujah. Through worship and praise. He said, I'm drawing my remnant closer tonight through revelation, knowledge, through visions and dreams and his word. Hallelujah, tonight. He said, I'm giving them, hallelujah, a passion and a desire for his word. He said, there is a pulling and a drawing in their spirit, hallelujah, for more of him that they have never experienced before. I don't know about you, but I feel that way in this hour. I want to be more closer to God. I want to draw closer to God. God is putting a passion on the inside of me to draw closer. I feel a passion for prayer, a passion for intercession, a passion to worship and to praise, a passion, hallelujah, to obey God. There is a pulling and a drawing that God is doing, not in everybody that is in the church, but he said it's in the remnant, in the predestinated one. He said, I'm putting it in you. He is beginning to draw them back to him. Those who are backslidden is coming back, and they're coming back with a zeal, hallelujah, and the standard of holiness. My God, many have strayed away from holiness, following the ways of the world. The tradition and customs, dress styles and lifestyles of the worldly standard. And God said he's going to bring them out. And God said he's going to raise them up. Romans chapter 12, 1 to 3, God's mercy must move us to please God. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. And so God is calling for separation. God is calling for us to present ourselves wholly before him. Glory be to God today. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, chapter 7, 29 to 31, it says, but this I say, brethren, the time is short. Glory be to God. God is reminding us that the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they have none. If you have a wife tonight, God said, don't take that, let loose that woman. Wear her loose in this hour. And they that weep, he said, as though that they weep not. And they that rejoice, as though they rejoice not. And they that buy, as though they possess not. Why? And they that use the world, as not abusing it. Why? For the fashion of this world is passing away. God said, all the things that I've been looking for, working for, gravitating to, he said, it is passing away. All the dress style and the lifestyles is passing away. What is fashion? Fashion means habits as compromising everything in a person which strikes the senses. The figure of bearing this course or the action and your manner of life. That is the definition of fashion. And so God is talking about the manner of life, the things that we do. He said it's going to pass away. We need to focus on his kingdom. Focus on what he's doing. Focus on his will. Focus on his plan. Hallelujah, because his plan and his will is going to come into existence. He said those that he's chosen, they will have overcoming power and strength to resist the temptation of the devil. He said he's calling them out to make a difference, hallelujah, in this last hour. He's causing them to be sensitive to hear and know his voice. He said many don't know his voice. He said his sheep know his voice, and a stranger they will not hear, according to John chapter 10, verses 3, 5, 8, and 16, and it read, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he called his own sheep by name, and he leaded them out. Do God know your name tonight? Do God know our names tonight? Are we hearing him as his sheep tonight? Verse 4, he said, and when he put it forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, and they know his voice. Are we following God tonight? Are we following the anointed word of God tonight? He said he's gone before us, and the sheep will follow him, and they know his voice. Verse 5 says, and the stranger will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger. Hallelujah. And so, when you are anointed and when you're predestinated and ordained, you know strange voice. You will know when the devil is speaking. You will know when there is a false anointing. You will know when they're pretending. You will know when they're sugarcoating. You will know when they're compromising. You know when they're not of God. Something on the inside of you, the Holy Ghost on the inside of you will quicken you to let you know that something is wrong and I need to get out of here. And it says, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Hallelujah. Jesus was saying everyone that came before him, hallelujah, tonight are thieves and robbers. Hallelujah. And so when you find people that are thieves and robbers operating in the body of Christ and you know the voice of God, you're not going to follow those people. You're not going to do what they say do. Verse 16 says, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. So there are others out there that have yet to hear the voice of God, that have yet to understand who God is, that have yet to understand his will. He said, I must bring them, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall be one fold. And so there is only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one body, and that is through Jesus Christ. And so God is looking for oneness. Do we understand what God is saying tonight, people of God? God is saying those who are being chosen, predestinated, and elected are his sheep because they are sensitive to his voice and will follow him. God said there is a lack of fear and reverence for him in the churches, and because of this, we live and act the way we choose and feel, operating according to the flesh. Many have no conviction, glory be to God tonight. They go to service, sing, shout, clap, dance, worship, praise, pray, prophesy, heal, signs and wonder, preach on the pulpit. But when they leave the house of God, they live a different lifestyle. He said they are being and still are standing in the way of sinners and sitting in the seat of the scornful. And he said, this is the hour he is exposing and revealing the hireling that are the wolves in sheep's clothing who parade themselves as angels of light. Matthew chapter 7 and 15 said, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. For such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves, glory be to God, into the apostles of Christ, showing that he was not inferior to those deceitful workers in many legal prerogatives. And so God is showing that those who are genuine, you will know them. They are not deceitful. He will show you that they are not deceitful. He will show you that they don't have no hidden agenda. Hallelujah. And verse 14 says, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers, listen to God tonight, also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's, we got to understand that God said Satan have ministers that are in the body of Christ who are transforming themselves as righteous people. But he said their end will be according to their work. He said this is the season he will bring back fear like it was in the days of old. He said he's raising up an army with power. He's, hallelujah, tonight he's raising up an army with authority, with the fire of God and the true sons of God, anyone that he has chosen. He said they will do a mighty work in the earth. This is what God was speaking to me in my spirit, that will put fear in the churches and fear in the earth. He said he is exposing and cleaning up his body. He said he will be found by those, hallelujah, tonight who will diligently seek him. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory be to God. God is looking for dedicated, committed, diligent people that will seek him, hallelujah, tonight with all of their heart. He told me, hallelujah, when he spoke this word, he said, this is the year, and this is from the beginning of January, but I'm just having a chance to share this. But this is what God said to me. He said, this is the year and the season of restoration where the faithful will experience the overflow. The faithful ones will experience the fulfilling, the refreshing, restitution, restoration, relocation, and revivals. All the hours that you hear there. God said, the greatest revival that is about to come, that is about to break out around the world, will hit the churches and the world like we have never seen before. He said to me, he said, this is the year, hallelujah, of reconciliation. God is bringing many sons and daughters to glory. He said he's raising them up with fire in their hands and fire in their feet, fire in their mouth and fire in their eyes, fire in their bellies from the top of their head. Glory be to God, to the sole of their feet on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. They're coming forth with the spirit and the ministry of Elijah and Moses. God said there is a mighty revival about to break out in those who have been hiding, hallelujah, like Moses in the backside of the desert. He said those who have been in the backside, oh, glory to God, like Moses is coming forth. Those have been spending time in his presence, getting to know him, being intimate with him, who know his voice like Moses and the prophets of old. God said he is pouring out of his quickening power upon those who constantly stay on their faces. You will find yourself stopping to worship, pray, praise, stopping and falling on your faces wherever you may be. You will find yourself pulling over while you're driving just to worship, to give him praise and to give him the glory. Bless his name. Hallelujah on tonight. Glory to God. You might be shopping, oh God, in the mall, in Walmart, maybe on your job, but you will find yourself taking a break. Glory be to God, just to give him the glory. You will not be able to, hallelujah, tonight, to control or contain what he is getting ready to pour out in this last hour. God is saying, bless his name, tonight, that he is taking over completely. He said he will now manifest. There's a serious manifestation, he said, that is taking place. He said he's about to take the saints out of here sooner than we think in what is called a rapture or the calling up of the saints. He said he is doing a quick work in the earth, the lives of his chosen ones, the royal priesthood, the remnant. He said he is giving out, my God, extraordinary strength and power to his people to survive above this phase of labor and sorrow, to live above this one world system. He said these are the days that he is taking sleep from the eyes of his prayer warriors, his intercessors, his watchmen that will seek him through the night, hallelujah, and watch when and be watchful when the demonic activities are at the highest alert. My God, he is bringing forth watchmen that he's equipping with a special anointing, hallelujah, to stand upon the walls and cry out for him, cry out for the nations, cry out for the governments, cry out for leaders. They're crying out for the churches, for families. They're crying out for the youth, for the young children, for babies. They're crying out for marriages and ministries. They're crying out against the sin and violence and gangs in the land. They're crying out against against the bloodshed, the murder, the suicide, human trafficking. They're crying out against human sacrifices. They're crying out against ungodliness and homosexuality and lesbianism and racism and hatred, the iniquity that is in the land. They're crying out against the wickedness that is in the land, against witchcraft, the satanic alert, and my God, and that sameness now, as I spoke on last week about this, the satanic things that are happening, but there's a satanic alert that is happening, and so God said that we have to be alert in the realm of the spirit, glory be to God, because attacks are happening from witches and warlocks that are operating from the marine kingdom, operating through spiritual wickedness in high places, through the rulers of the darkness of this world, through mediums that are promoting their evil in the land, hallelujah, on the medias and different platforms. Those that have been chosen will cry out to him. Those have been predestinated and the remnant, he said, they will cry unto me. The warfare has intensified, people of God, so our prayer life has to increase. Our prayer life must intensify. We cannot pray the same old prayer day after day and time after time. Our spiritual lives and walk with God has to go into another level in the realm of the spirit. We need to cry out to God to be more discerning, because deception is going to intensify. Evil will escalate like we have never seen it before, and we are seeing it right now. So he is equipping us and preparing us for what lies ahead. That's why those that are called to deal with and root out darkness is given a special authoritative anointing to go through so much attack. He is preparing you for the warfare that's ahead. And so when you find yourself going through so much attack, and God is teaching you how to warfare, God is teaching you how to stand in the gap, he is preparing you for what lies ahead. The death angel, glory be to God, he said, is released on the earth as it was in the time of Israel and Egypt. It's going to get worse, people of God, but God will bless those who remain faithful, bless his name, willing and obedient. No matter what's happening in the earth, we need to continue to anoint ourselves, our families, and everything that we own. We have to apply the blood of Jesus over everything, including ourselves, like we have like we have never done it before. God said, call on the warring angels like we have never done it before. Call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God said to read and study his word like never before. That's the only way to fight against darkness. His word and his name is a weapon to use against the kingdom of Satan, against darkness. Bless his name. That's the only way the enemy can be defeated. That's how Jesus defeated him after his fast in the wilderness for 40 days. God is going to take the taste of food away from some of us so that we can fast and seek his face for the anointing to stand against, hallelujah, tonight against the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm done tonight. Hallelujah. But God is saying there's coming a famine in the land for the word of God. And if you read Amos chapter 8, God wants us to study and read his word, because in verse 11 it says, behold, the days come, said the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land, not for famine of bread, nor for thirst for water, but of hearing of the word of God. And so God said in verse 12, they shall wander from sea to sea and from north even to the east, and they shall run to and fro to seek the word from the Lord and shall not find it. And so God is saying we must realize that knowledge is power, people of God. As I close this tonight, Satan knows the word of God. His plan is to stop God's people from having knowledge of his word. The Bible says, for the lack of knowledge, his people perish. So a lot of people in the body of Christ are being destroyed, being killed by words, by negativity. And so God is saying the word of God is where we get our strength from. The word of God is the language that God understands. He said, remind him of his word, and it shall not return unto him word. What void? We are in critical, crucial times. Desperate time. And Satan, glory be to God, God said he is not playing at all. God is doing a new thing, people. Hallelujah. God said he is doing a new thing. Even as this is a new year, As I said before, this is from the beginning of the year, and he said this was a new month and season and dispensation. He is doing something new in the life of the chosen ones. He said all things are passed away, and I believe as we testify tonight, many of us could say that God has done something new in their life throughout this year. God has taken them to a new mindset where we have put away all habits, and we have put away all lifestyles and thoughts and attitudes and words. And so many of us could say that we used to grumble. We stopped grumbling and complaining and stopped being ungrateful, my God. But we learned to give God thanks. Bless his name. Hallelujah. This is the time, he said, that he renewed us. He renewed our faith, our prayer life, our worship, our praises, our mindset, our attitude, our walk with him. He said he also renewed, hallelujah, the authority that he gave us. He renewed the way we worship, praise, the way, my God, hallelujah, Jesus. He even renewed our bodies and our eternal organs. He said he renewed ministries and families and marriages. Bless his name. So God has been spoken and has spoken a lot of things. He said even our commitment and a desire for his word and holiness and righteousness has been renewed. He's going to renew bank accounts. There's so much things that God has spoken of our homes, our dedication for his service, and our obedience to his will. This is the time as we get closer to God that our prayers will not be hindered. That is one of the things that God said. And so tonight, as God has spoken this word over us tonight, God wants us to know that he had loved us, but God also needs us to understand that there is only an election. There's only a chosen few. There's only those who have been predestinated. And so you'll find that many in the body of Christ will backslide and leave. And the Bible says if they leave, it's because they were never meant to be a part of the body of Christ. And so, people of God, as I end this lesson tonight, I pray as the word was going forth that we have examined ourselves to see where we are, that we have examined ourselves to see where we've fallen short, that we have examined ourselves to see where we need to tighten up on, and to see if we are steward, to see what God is saying, that he is expecting more, that he desires more from us. And when you look around, you find that those who have been predestinated and chosen, they have this zeal and this fire on them to do for God what no one else will do. They will make sacrifices that no one else will make. They will go beyond the call of duty that no one else probably will do. And so tonight, I give God thanks and praise for his word and for his message tonight, that we have been edified by this word and by this message, and that tonight that it will draw us closer to him to understand what he has already predetermined before we were even created, before we even existed. Hallelujah tonight. And so I'm done tonight. And if you desire prayer, if you desire salvation, if you desire commitment, whatever it is tonight, the platform is open. And if you think you're fine and you're okay, that's fine with God also. But if you desire prayer, if you desire closer walk, then we can stand in agreement tonight. And I believe by standing in agreement, we will see the hand of God move upon his people in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Anyone tonight desiring prayer, anyone desiring salvation, as the woman of God has said on tonight, just press star six and come over. Anyone tonight, you feel the tug, you feel the unctioning of the Lord. This is your time. This is your hour. Press star six and come over to the platform on tonight. If that be you, as one of God has said, amen. Glory to God. Press star six and come on over to the platform. Amen. Amen. So there's no one tonight that desires prayer. No one that, amen, is our salvation on tonight. If, as the woman of God has said, if you're okay, you find yourself okay after examination of this word, word of God, then God knows all things. Amen. So tonight, woman of God, if you would just offer general prayer as the Lord leads on tonight, glory to God, because certainly the word has come tonight. The word has come tonight, glory to God, and we believe what the Lord has said. We believe every word that the Lord has said on tonight. Glory to God. So if you would, woman of God, if you would just lead us into general prayer on tonight, you have the platform, woman of God.
Amen. Father, we do give you thanks and praise tonight for your word. We want to thank you, oh God, tonight for your presence. We thank you tonight, oh God, for your anointing. We thank you tonight, God, that you have spoken to the hearts of each and every one that have gathered from far and near, to every nation and every person, God, that your hearts were touched by your word. And God, that our minds are renewed by this word. God, release your presence tonight over the atmosphere. Release your power and your glory, God, and your blood over the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Over every home, God, every nation, God. We need the blood of Jesus. We need, God, a closer walk. Father, draw us closer. God, it takes your word to draw us closer. Yes, we can pray, God. Yes, we can prophesy. We can do a lot of things, God. But it takes your word, God, that draws men closer. Mm-hmm. And so, God, draw us closer by thy word. Let us have a desire that burns within, God, to obey your word. Let us not be like the house that was founded on the sand that fall. But let us be like the house that was on a foundation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus, which is your word. Glory to God. And so, God, I declare tonight your word in the atmosphere, hallelujah, God, that there are many that are predestinated and chosen by you tonight on this line. You know them by name. You know them by nature. You know who they are, oh God. And God, we pray that our names are on the book of life tonight. We pray, God, that our names are written down in heaven tonight, because when we stand before you, we don't know who is going to be left outside. We don't know who, hallelujah, when you say, we don't know when you will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Lord God, let us be that one to hear those words in our hearing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because many are called, but they are only those that are chosen. They're only those who have been elected by you. And God, we pray that we have been elected tonight. We pray that we have been chosen tonight. And God, take us higher in you, Lord God, where we have fallen short tonight, oh God. Give dead the quickening power of Almighty God. God, equip us tonight in the name of Jesus for the work that lies ahead. Give us a zeal and a desire, God, for you, for your word, for the things of the kingdom, for your will to be done in the earth. I pray for strength for those who are weak in the body of Christ tonight. I pray for those who are weak spiritually, God. May you strengthen them with might on the inner man. May you strengthen our spirits tonight. Strengthen our minds and our bodies tonight. I pray, oh God, and declare healing over those who are sick and afflicted tonight, or standing in the gap for someone that is sick and afflicted tonight. Oh God, that you would send healing tonight, that you would send deliverance tonight, that you would cover them with your blood in the name of Jesus. Father, yes, God, if every time we need your blood to cover us, it is right now, God, in this last hour where we're dealing with so much evil and so much wickedness. We need the blood of Jesus to cover our children, God, in the schools, cover our children along the highways and on buses and transportation, because children are being targeted by the enemy, God. And so we cover the children, God, the youth, the senior ones, with the blood of Jesus. Let no weapon formed against them prosper. Let no weapon formed against your people prosper. We thank you tonight, and we praise you for PNN. We praise you, God, for Evangelist Bradley. We praise you for everyone, God, even our advisors and the prayer warriors, God, for everyone that has gathered tonight. Oh, God, cover them and bless them, and release your fire upon them, God. Release your Holy Ghost upon them. Release your anointing, God, upon them, that that we may grow from strength to strength and glory to glory. And now, God, have your way tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And we seal every word, oh God, and we seal this prayer tonight against every backlash and spirit of retaliation in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. And so it is on tonight. We just, again, give God thanks. We give God praise. We do bless the Lord on tonight for all that he has said. Amen. Glory to God. All that has been spoken, all that has been declared on tonight. We bless the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. People of God, we know that there's a lot that lies ahead of us, for the Bible tells us. But we thank God for the word on tonight, because there's also a promise of manifestation, a promise of manifestation to the sons of God. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. There's that time coming, as the woman of God has declared, that combustible time, that time when we're not able to contain the visitation of the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. That time when we'll just praise, as the woman of God said, out in the marketplace, out along the road. Glory to God. Amen. There's that time coming. There's that time coming. So we bless God on tonight. Amen. For all that the Lord has said, as we prepare ourselves, as we, people of God, come in line with the word of God, come in line with the will and the mind of God, we can expect change. We can expect to see things happen. Amen. So I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Glory to God. Amen. With everything that's coming upon the earth, glory to God. And we, again, know that it is. It's coming, and it's coming quickly. We look at the alliances of the nations and the things and the treaties and the missiles that are going off and the missiles that are in testing and so on and so forth. People of God, we better look up and see. We better look up and see what's really going on. Let us not be in a shell. Glory to God. Let us not be in a shell in our prospective locations. Amen. Wherever that might be, in Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, Texas, wherever we are, let us not be in a shell, for this world, the whole world, is in trouble. But the Lord is calling for warriors. The Lord is calling for his people, those that are called by his name, those that have answered the call, those that are now chosen. So, and that's where we want to be. We want to be the chosen one on tonight. Glory to God. Meet for the master's use. So I bless God tonight. I thank God tonight again for this word. Woman of God, we bless God for you for availing yourself in the service of the Lord. We just thank God for you. Glory be to God. We thank God for your servitude. Thank God for your dedication on tonight. Glory to God. Always bringing forth a word from the Lord for his people to strengthen us, to build us up. Glory to God, to cause us to look into the perfect law of liberty. The law of liberty is the word. Look into the law of liberty. Glory to God, into that perfect law of liberty, and see where we stand. See where we're yet bound up. See those places, glory be to God, that have not been set, that have not been set free by the word of God. So we bless the Lord tonight. We give God thanks and praise again for you, woman of God, for bringing forth such a word, such a powerful word. Glory to God. We just give God thanks. We just give God praise. We bless him. Bless him for you. Amen. And we just want to say a word of prayer. Glory to God over your life on tonight. Glory to God. And again, thank you for your dedication. Thank you for your love being stirred, your love for him and your love for his people. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you now. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you on tonight, Father, for your word. We thank you for the word that you have brought, oh God, for your people on tonight. in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you tonight for this word. We call Global Shot. Father, cause it to fall upon good ground. Cause it to fall upon good ground in the hearts and the minds and the souls of your people on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let us not be carried away, Father, but cause this word to sink deep into our hearts that we might not sin against you. And we thank you tonight. We thank you for the sower on tonight. Thank you for the woman of God. Thank you for your servant on tonight, carved out for a time such as this. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you, glory to God, for the labor that the woman of God has put in forth for this word on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for the restless nights. We thank you tonight, glory to God, that she's given her ear to hear what you will say unto your people. And because she had, oh God, for tonight, oh glory to God, we're asking that you will bless her now. We're asking that you will bless your servant even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will lift her even more in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking, glory to God, that you will make ways for your servant on this night in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, glory to God, to make crooked places straight in thy precious name. We're asking you tonight, oh God, because cause her to Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you tonight, oh glory to God. Father, we're asking that you will favor her. We're asking that you will favor her in all that she says and all that she does. In thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking you, oh God, to cause your hand to move upon her. Cause your hand to move for her, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, cause that to be lifting tonight. Cause that to be lifting as never before. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. Father, we're asking that you'll fortify her. Fortify her in her soul. Fortify her in her spirit, oh God. Fortify her in her mind on tonight. We pray in thy precious name, oh God. And we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, glory to God. Continue to use her. Father, continue to use her. In the name of Jesus, continue. Glory to God, continue to use her as only you can. In thy name, oh God, in thy name. We're asking you tonight. We're asking you this night, oh God, Father, to bless her. Higher. Oh God, bless her going out. Bless her coming in. Bless her family tonight. Bless her children tonight, oh God, everything that concerns her. We're asking that you are blessed tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. We thank you for your angels. We're thanking you for your divine protection. We're thanking you for your divine help on tonight. We're thanking you for opening doors for your servant, even now, in thy precious name, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for doors of utterance. We thank you tonight that she's not gone, but we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for opening doors. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. Thank you for the new thing. Thank you for the new thing that you're doing in our life. Thank you for the new thing. Oh, God, the manifestation of your power, the manifestation of your might, the manifestation of your glory. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. And, Father, for this, we glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you. We thank you for blessing her going out again. Bless you, O Gorbosha. Bless, O God, her coming in from this time forth and forevermore. We're thanking you for causing your face to shine upon your servant. In thy precious name, Jesus, we do glorify you. We do magnify you. We thank you for your servant. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God. We're asking that you hide her behind your cross. Cover her in your shed blood. Cover her, and she shall be covered. Hide her, and she shall be hid. Father, for this we thank you now. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you for these things. In thy precious name, Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We bless God for you, woman of God. Again, we bless God for you. Thank you again for your servitude. Thank you for availing yourself in the service of the Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Glory to God. We just can't say thank you enough. But we give God thanks and we give God praise for you again. Standing commitment of Sunday nights and Monday nights. And I tell you, it's such a blessing unto us. Glory to God. We thank you. We thank you. Glory to God. Thank you for your commitment. Glory to God to continue to bring forth this word. Glory to God. And listen, people of God, if you desire to be a blessing to the woman of God in any way, if you desire to be a blessing, you can, glory to God, send your love offering to $GiftOfPrayer. Again, that's $GiftOfPrayer. Amen. If you desire to write a check, you can do that as well. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. Woman of God, we're going to release the line back to you that you can give them your physical address if they desire to send a check or a money order. They can just send it directly to you. But if you desire to send it via Cash App, you can, again, send it to $GiftOfPrayer, or you can send it via Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E. A lot of people do have Zelle on your phones, on your mobile app. If you have Zelle, you can send it to 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. And if you're sending that love offering for the woman of God, just in the memo section of your contribution there, just say for Prophetess Duncombe, D-U-N-C-O-M-B-E, and that's D-U-N-C-O-M-B-E, if you're sending those funds via Zelle or Cash App, so that we'll know, amen, Jesus, where to forward those funds. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Amen. Be a blessing if you can. Anything that you send will be a blessing on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So at this time, woman of God, we're going to turn the platform back over to you for other remarks and for the dismissal of the line on tonight. God bless you. You have the platform.
Amen. Amen. We do give God thanks and glory tonight for, I do give him thanks for the opportunity. I don't take what I'm doing lightly. I don't take it for granted that he has chosen me. And my whole desire and my whole purpose is to turn men to Jesus. My whole desire in ministering the word of God is for souls to be saved. It's for deliverance to come. And I know we are living in a time where people's hearts have become hardened to the word of God and hardened to the things of God. And we may have people just come to spectate and find out what is going on. But this is a time where there is a paradigm shift in the body of Christ. You can feel it in the atmosphere. Glory to God. You can feel it. You could just feel that there is something is going on, like Evangelist Bradley saying about the things that are happening in the earth, the waves and the seas. Every time you can hear this nation being flooded out, or some volcano eruption, or some tornadoes, or hurricanes, or earthquake, there is a shift that has taken place in the heavens. There's a shift that is taking place in the earth. And so now this is time to not make people's flesh feel good. This is a time to preach the adulterated word of God so that we could understand the heart and the mind of God for who his people. He's concerned about us. He's concerned about the remnant, those that he have chosen. And like I said, the word of God said, not everyone is chosen. Not everyone that says Lord is going to end. And not everyone is called to be a part of the body of Christ, because you have many that are in there but has not been chosen or called. But like the word of God said, Satan parade himself as angel of light. And so I thank God tonight that we would wake up to the call. We would wake up to what is happening in this last hour.
bless his name, and that we would come closer to God. And when I say closer to God, God is looking for such a close walk with him that if a demon show up, you would be sensitive that to know that the presence of demons is near. He wants us to have that type of discernment, to know the difference between evil and good, to know his voice and the voice of the enemy. And so tonight, I hope that something that was brought forth from the Word of God had blessed you and had enlightened you, but most of all, that it caused you to want more of God, caused you to want to be closer to him, caused you to want to desire him, to desire prayer and the things of the Spirit. That's what ministering the gospel for, is to draw men. It's nothing to do with me, Evangelist Bradley, or this line. It's all about God. And so I bless you tonight, and I encourage you tonight and entreat you to push your way like never before. Amen. And to love God with all your heart like never before. And so I must say thank you again, woman of God, Evangelist Bradley, even for the Lord using you to open the door for me to come to this place, come before this people. And I do give God the glory. And all of your advisors and your staff, it's a blessing to be connected with this PNN line. So people of God, be encouraged tonight and be strong in the Lord. No matter what happened, you hold on to Jesus. No matter what's going on, you hold on to the Word of God for your dear life. Because you're going to be tested and you're going to be tried. It's going to come. So let us be strong tonight. And so God, we thank you tonight and we praise you. As we leave this place, but not your presence, go before us. Make every crooked path straight and every rough road smooth. Make a highway in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Until we meet again, cover us with your shed blood. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. People of God, don't forget, you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. It is absolutely free. Simply text us on tonight, the number 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Or you can reach out to 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Our international listeners, you can reach out to us via WhatsApp. That number is 678-608-7234. God bless you tonight, people of God. God bless you, each and every one. Again, reach out to us. We can get the full broadcast to you as soon as possible. God bless you tonight. We do love you. We appreciate you. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Don't forget, the woman of God will be with us on tomorrow night as well. So please, ma'am, please, sir, tell someone about the broadcast. Invite someone. We'll begin the live on tomorrow. God bless you. We love you. And we look to see you on tomorrow night.
Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.